A significant segment of Parshas Kisavei is a lengthy list of curses which God tells the Jewish people will come upon them if they do not follow in the path of the Torah. In the city of Liozhna, the famed Alter Rebbe in general would read the Torah. However, one week he was away, and his son, who later on was destined to become the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, had to listen to the Torah reading from someone else. When he heard the horrifying curses of Parshas Kisavei, he became extremely ill, and it was doubtful whether he would be able to fast that coming Yom Kippur. When his father came back, he asked, "Why did you get so ill?" And he said, "From the terrible curses." His father answered, "But every year you hear these curses." The son answered, "But when I hear it from you, I don't hear the curse which is in it." He heard only the blessing which was present in it. As the story is told from Rabbi Akiva, who constantly would say, "Everything God does is for the good." As he once went on a journey with a donkey and a rooster and a candle. The donkey was taken along in order to carry his belongings. The rooster was to wake him up in the middle of the night so that he could study Torah. And the candle was there to illuminate the dark night so that he would be able to learn. One night he came to a village and was refused a place to sleep, so he had to return into the forest and spend the night there. In the middle of the night, along came a lion and consumed his donkey. Later on, a cat came and consumed the rooster. And then a large wind came and blew out the candle. Each event was greeted by Rabbi Akiva with the statement, "Everything God does is for the good." And the next morning he merited to see this in actuality, that the village where he had meant to spend the night had been plundered by robbers, and should he have spent the night in that town, he would have been a victim as well. In addition, should he have had either the rooster or the donkey to make noise, or the candle to give off light, his presence in the forest would have also been detected, and his life would have been endangered. A similar story is told by the Talmud relating to Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem, the person who was always saying Gamzu, this also, because when anything bad would happen, he would always say Gamzu Lateva, this is also for the good. As the story is told that he once went on a journey to Rome in order to convince the head of the Roman Empire of something for the good of the Jewish people, and he brought with him a large amount of gems and pearls. One night, before he reached Rome, a robber came in the middle of the night and switched the gems for dirt, so he didn't feel the difference in weight in the box since it was filled with earth. When he came before the emperor and presented him the gift of this box, the emperor opened it and found that there was dirt inside, and immediately wanted to sentence Nochem to death. He answered, "Gamzu Lateva, this is also for the good." When seeing the calm on Nochem's face, one of the advisors suggested perhaps this dirt was similar to the dirt of his predecessor Abraham, who, as was well known to the Romans, had used this dirt in a miraculous fashion to conquer his enemies as they turned into arrows and so on. The emperor tried, and miraculously the dirt was turned into arrows, and helped the emperor against his foes, and Nochem's wish was granted. There is, however, a basic difference between these two stories. Rabbi Akiva said that everything God does is for the good. In other words, he experienced something bad, as actually did happen in the story, that he was not able to learn Torah because his possessions were destroyed, they were lost. So something bad did happen to Rabbi Akiva. But everything God does is for the good, he said, because ultimately this small amount of bad saved him from something even worse. Nochem Ish Gamzu, however, said Gamzu Lateva, that this also is for the good, because he never experienced the loss. Exactly what he wanted to accomplish with the precious stones, he accomplished with the dirt. And perhaps even more so. Who knows whether the precious stones would have been accepted? The emperor already had a great deal of wealth, But such a gift as the miraculous dirt was something which he did not have. And therefore Nachum had never experienced the bad to begin with, as his expression does not imply that there was something bad, as Rabbi Akiva's expression did, that God does everything for the good, that this is something bad which is ultimately for the good. But Nachum said that this is also for the good. To begin with, there was nothing but good. And this fits in even historically, as the Talmud tells us that Nachum was the teacher of Rabbi Akiva and was closer to the times of the temple when godliness was more in revelation. So at that time, Nachum's tremendous faith was able to effect a revelation in the world that even the apparent curses were really good. And it came out that even here in this physical world, it was also good. Gamzula Teva, this was also good. A little bit later, further removed from the revelations of the temple, Rabbi Akiva was unable to effect such a revelation in the world. He was able to see that it was ultimately for the good, but it did not save him from experiencing a temporary bad. However, these stories and this attitude teaches us that even in the cases where bad things do happen, that they are not for the sake of bad in itself, God forbid, but only for the sake of a present good or a later good. And it will be revealed totally in the Messianic age that all of the things which have now been experienced by us as negative things, it will then be revealed their positive aspect and their holiness. And may it happen swiftly in our days.